Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're working our way through Advent and some scriptures that talk about the birth of Jesus and the life of Jesus in the Old Testament, and then we'll be reading from the Gospels about his life. And so I just wanted to prepare you for Christmas and the Advent season and all of the amazing things about Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And maybe you just need to know that today, that God is with you. He is for you. He sees you and he hears you. Today I'm reading from Isaiah 53 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Who has believed our message? To whom has Yahweh's arm been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no good looks or majesty when we see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering and acquainted with disease. He was despised as one from whom men hide their face, and we didn't respect him. Surely he has borne our sickness and carried our suffering, yet we considered him plagued, struck by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought our peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he didn't open his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that is before its shearers is silent, so he didn't open his mouth. He was taken away by oppression and judgment. As for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living and stricken for the disobedience of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him, yet he has caused him to suffer. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and Yahweh's pleasure will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light and be satisfied. My righteous servant will justify many by the knowledge of himself, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion with the great. He will divide the plunder with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was counted with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you so much for this particular passage and how it is such a hint of what was to come. And we are now the recipients of your grace because of the fact that Jesus bore all of those sins upon his sacred shoulders upon the cross. And so we're so grateful that we live in the age of grace. And yes, we groan and we're wanting to be clothed with righteousness forever. I know I'm longing to no longer have to battle sin. It's such a relentless and insidious fight. But Lord, we're so grateful that right now we are seen by you through the lens of grace. We are seen through the blood of Jesus, and we have been cleansed from all of our sins and all of our unrighteousness and all of those bent ways that we have. And so we just thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for new life. We thank you for the healing that comes by following you. We also thank you for the life you lived, Jesus, on the earth, bearing sickness and carrying suffering and being pierced for all of our sins. Lord, we're just so grateful for that. And Lord, I right now, as I look at that verse in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. And yet Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Lord, I pray for the people that we have on our hearts today as we approach Christmas, who are far from you, those sheep that have gone astray. And we lay them down at your altar and we ask, Lord, that you would pursue them. Lord, we thank you that you are the hound of heaven, that you do pursue. Even when we perceive that you're not working, you are working, Lord. And so we just ask that you would open our eyes to your activity in our loved ones' lives who are far from you. And you would encourage us from those years of prayers that we've been praying, that we would see you save our loved ones. Give us the faith we need to continue to pray for it. I pray for those who are stressed and tired and they've prayed for years and years for one particular person and it hasn't come true yet. Lord, help us to be invigorated today to pray, because you've already done all your work on the cross, but you also are pursuing humanity. You leave the 99 and pursue the one. So we just pray you'd pursue that one today, the one on our heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lynetta Smith, who's written a memoir that I had the privilege of reading and devouring and enjoying, called Curtain Call, A Memoir. And in this book, she talks about just being confronted with her past. And I think this is what happens to a lot of us. We pretend it doesn't exist. And we think, if I pretend that this past didn't exist, then it didn't exist. But then we're plagued by all of these questions, and we're plagued by this kind of swirly internal torment about our past because we've never brought it to the light. And so her memoir is about her bringing her past to the light and having God heal her so that she could finally rediscover him on a new way that she had never discovered Jesus before. Our relationship with him thrives in that light. And although we say, well, he knows it all anyway, so why should I tell him? It's important that we do, and we process our lives before him. And so if you kind of feel a little tweak in your spirit and you think, oh, I think I probably need to read that book, pick it up wherever books are sold. You can also get a free chapter of that book on LynettaSmith.com and click on freebies and you'll get chapter one. So Lynetta, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor of Pray Every Day as well, you can just email Kristen at newsletter at marydemuth.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.